Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. Tim Eggers, field agricultural economist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, is with us this morning. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to share in this time with you and share in the radio time.
You bet. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about some farm leasing arrangement meetings that are going on here in the area. But I guess before we get into that, how's the summer been? Has it been a productive growing season?
Well, you know, it definitely has had its challenges down in far parts of southwest Iowa and as you get into Missouri, but as you go across the state, it looks pretty good in other parts of the state, and so, I would say pretty productive so far.
Well, certainly we've had plenty of rain, some cases too much of that, but it's always a challenging growing season for different reasons every year. We always hit those peaks and valleys, and we always seem to manage to plow through, so... Well, let's talk a little bit about farm leasing, because this is it's a big topic. I assume a lot of the land out there anymore is leased.
Yes, we do leasing practices surveys every so often, and we also do land tenure surveys, and we tend to find that well over half the ground in Iowa is leased, and it just depends on the way that you slice and dice it as far as what percent is leased in crop share and what percent is leased in cash rent. But there is a growing amount leased in cash rent leases, and so that tends to be the focus of these leasing meetings.
There's a lot involved in getting set up in a lease for farmland, isn't there?
Yes, there is. You have that basic lease documentation, and of course, most of our leases now are in a written format. There are still a few oral leases, but they're definitely in the minority, and definitely challenging for folks to actually administer whenever there's a change in the parties. But other than that, that basic leasing form tends to have all the nuts and bolts in it, but yet the relationship management is really what it takes to maintain that leasing relationship over time.
Doesn't it seem like a lot of farm operations kind of start by leasing land? A lot of young guys don't have the money to go out and buy their own land, so they kind of start through lease arrangements?
Oh, absolutely. Whether that's a lease between family members or a lease with another person who's getting out of farming or slowing down their farming operation. But yes, for most beginning farmers, that initial foray into actually managing their own land comes with leased land. Purchasing land is tremendously expensive and has some major cash flow implications as well as some financial implications that just make it very difficult for beginning farmers to get into. But actually, the opportunities for beginning farmers to take advantage of some tax breaks or their landowners to take advantage of some tax breaks is a part of the leasing meeting that we put on.
You know, Tim, I suppose it's probably like any other type of arrangement that you have. You probably want to make sure that you absolutely do it right in the beginning. Otherwise, it can cause problems down the road.
Yep. Getting it right in the beginning as far as making sure that the things that you're agreeing to are things that both of you can agree to, and also making sure that the communication is something that starts out at a relatively high level so that if there are any problems, if any changes need to be made, that both parties are able to visit about those changes and feel like they can do that freely. Otherwise, if communication isn't open and free and really both parties don't feel like they can share with issues, positive or negative, then that can cause problems when it comes time to negotiating cash rental rates down.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about specifically what folks will find at these meetings. There's one coming up on Tuesday, August 11th, and that'll be from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. And I know there are a series of these going on in different locations. Why is it important for folks to come? What will they specifically find out about?
Well, typically it's an update of what's happening with cash lease rates as far as whether there are trends and what's happening with land values. And we go over cost of crop production, and we go over some special topic. And so the reason I think it's important for folks to participate in these leasing meetings, whether they're landlords or tenants, is just to keep current, because there are various sources of information about leasing. We try to provide research-based and unbiased information as well as a format where people can ask questions and really get to some of the points that they want to learn about specifically.
You hold these meetings annually, Tim. Are there really that many changes from year to year that people need to keep up with?
Well, it's not so much that there are a lot of changes, but rather it's what is current. And then also, every year we have a special emphasis. This year our emphasis is on negotiation skills. And a reason that these special topics tend to be important is because every year is different, as we discussed earlier with regards to the weather.
That's very true. There are a lot of variables out there in farming. There are very few absolutes, lots of variables. Is there a cost to this meeting?
Yes, there is. There's a $15 registration fee.
Per person?
Yes, $15 per person.
Okay. Now, what will they get for their $15?
They'll get a copy of the Farm Leasing Arrangements booklet, and they'll get a copy of the presentation. There are also a few other publications that we'll discuss. And since we're talking about negotiation, we'll be using a spreadsheet.
Okay. So they'll get all the details that they need. A lot of takeaways from this meeting that they can use for practical application or just to reference.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And if they have any questions ahead of time, I don't know what kind of questions would come up specifically, but that you can't get answered at the meeting, but how would they get a hold of folks, and how do they pre-register?
Well, you would call the Cass County Extension Office. The phone number there is 712-243-1132, and Kate or somebody else who happens to be in the office could answer questions about the location, if you're not familiar with our site there at the Cass County Community Center, or timing. But, of course, we're going to start that meeting at 9, so we'd like people to arrive at least 15 to 20 minutes early. And if there's any follow-up questions, then certainly Kate could direct those to me, and we could get folks copies of the materials if they're interested. And I'm sure that Kate would have some costs associated with the mailing out of those materials if somebody needed a set of those materials but couldn't make it to the meeting.
Yep, they can always certainly ask. But they should make sure that they get signed up ahead of time to get that taken care of, to make sure they have enough materials to hand out to everyone, too.
Yes, because I'll have a leasing meeting the following day in another location, and at that location, we wouldn't want them to be out of materials because we had tremendous numbers show up in Cass County. Actually, I'm teasing. I'd love to have the running out of materials problem. That's a great problem to have in extension, and of course, we have photocopiers, and we can make additional copies. But yes, pre-registration is appreciated because that'll help us to make sure that enough chairs are set up and so forth.
You bet. And I know we've talked about this already, but plenty of information both for the first-timer and somebody who's been doing it for a long time.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have quite a range. At a leasing meeting that we had recently in Adair County, there was a person who came in, a fellow who was at my initial meetings 20 years ago, and I've visited with him about various changes in his operation and just found him to be a very interesting person. You know, most everybody's interesting, but he was very interesting with regards to all the things that he'd gone through, and he happened to bring a new landowner who just had started managing her family's operation actually within a month prior. And so that wide range of experience is certainly something that we welcome. And it's our role in ISU Extension to help people make better decisions. And so we are trying to help people at both ends of the spectrum and anywhere in between make the best decisions possible.
Absolutely. And I suppose it's for anybody, whether you're the one signing the papers to lease the land to farm or whether you're the one that is leasing the land to someone to produce crops, you probably want to make sure that you have all that information.
Yes, we have about half the participants historically have been landowners, and about a third of the participants have been active farmers. And then the balance of that are ag professionals that are serving agriculture in other ways, whether those would be ag lenders or attorneys or whatever else. But, of course, farming tends to be seeing a business that's done by families, and so having other family members there can sometimes be quite useful so that after the meeting you can discuss things not only with your peers but also within your family, and both or three or four, how many siblings or whatever other family members might be involved heard the same information so that you can discuss it and say, now, did he say that? What about this other person when they asked that question? How do we get information on this? And so that interaction afterwards, of course, is a big part of why adult learners participate in these types of meetings.
It's like going to the doctor's office. It's nice to have an extra pair of eyes and ears.
Yes.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, Tim, hope you have a good turnout for the meeting. Again, it's coming up on Tuesday, August 11th from 9 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. And you can call the Extension Office at 243 1132. You can always email them as well to get yourself registered for that event. Thanks so much, Tim. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you.